Welcome to Vitally You, a podcast created to introduce you to the tools that will be your roadmap for feeling younger while growing older. I'm your host, Dana Frost, a wellness expert, life coach, and energy medicine practitioner. Here's what you can expect: conversations about vitality from the inside out with guest experts in the field of health, culture, and spirituality, and solo episodes along the way from me where I do deep dives into the topics of aging, heart intelligence, energy medicine, and your innate capacity to heal. If you want to feel younger while growing older, this is the place for you. Hi, everyone. I'm Dana Frost, your host. Welcome to the Vitally You podcast, and hey, happy new year. My guest this week is a personal friend and mentor in energy medicine, Lara Riggio. She is a professional energy trainer who helps people overcome physical and emotional limitations. Lara's approach to energy work, it is realistic and results-oriented. She has helped tens of thousands alleviate stress, anxiety, insomnia, muscle and joint pain, fatigue, and the limiting emotional patterns and beliefs that can sabotage relationships and career success in her sessions, classes, and online videos. She has been featured in Huffington Post, Mind Body Green, and Prevention. She's been featured on CW11's Morning Show, New York One, and Fox News. Now, I want to share two of my favorite Lara quotes with you. The first one is, upset is access. The second one is, where energy flows, disease can't take hold. So upset is access. So when we are upset, we don't need to be stressed about it. We need to see it as the place, the entry point for creating what we really want. Upset really gives us information about the things that we need to look at. And where energy flows, disease can't take hold. Lara teaches you how to embrace upsets, triggers, and disappointments and turn them into opportunities for growth and expansion. Get ready for an inspiring conversation. Lara, I am so delighted to have you. I'm so happy to be having this conversation. So thank you for being on the podcast.
I am excited to be here, excited to be with you because it's been too long.
Yeah. So Lara, I know so much about you, but the listeners don't. And could you tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today?
Sure. I practice something called energy medicine. And what the heck even is that, right? I didn't know what that was either. I was experiencing, this is back in over 15 years ago, I was really struggling with chronic fatigue. I was tired all the time. I was drinking 3 grande Americanos just to get through my day. And then I started to have adrenal fatigue, and that wasn't working. And I had gone through diets. First of all, I'd been to every medical doctor on the Upper East Side of Manhattan and spent, you know, tens of thousands of dollars trying to figure this out. And the medical route, nothing really worked. And then I wound up changing my diet, did an elimination diet, cleaned up my gut, and it helped, but it didn't really fully restore me to the vitality and the energy levels I used to have before all of this happened. And what really spurred it was a year of massive stress where I was doing a lot of traveling for work. I was traveling also because my mother was in the middle of a health crisis as well. So I had just time pressure and, you know, work stress along with family emotional stress around health. And it beat me up to a point where as my mother was getting better, I was just feeling more and more drained. And then I did all of this in the next year to try and help myself, and nothing worked. Until a friend of mine handed me Donna Eden's book, Energy Medicine, and said, Lara, this is really interesting, but it's not for me. It's for you. She had this just guidance to give it to me, and found a practitioner in Brooklyn, started going. And it made a lot of sense to me because it was based on muscle testing. And there would be a muscle test and I could resist pressure from my practitioner and feel myself strong. She would touch one point on my body and then I would lose all my strength. She was like, that's related to this organ, your liver. Your liver is really backed up and out of balance. That meridian needs help. She's like, tap this point. I tapped the point. Immediately, I felt more energy, more mental clarity. It was amazing. And then she retested my arm and said, "Resist my pressure." I did, and I was strong. And I was like, "This is amazing. This is immediate results." And at the time, I was practicing a muscle therapy in my as part of my personal training business, and helping people overcome muscular weaknesses that were causing pain. And I had results like that in my session. And I was like, "This is concrete," and it dramatically was making me feel better in the moment. Then, as I started doing the exercises every day, I was like, wow, I can control my own vitality and I can control my own energy finally. And it was in strengthening my meridian system, doing tapping exercises to strengthen my spleen, my liver, and my kidney that ultimately helped me get over chronic fatigue. After that happened, I wound up playing around with how I could use those exercises then to address things like procrastination that were more emotionally based. I discovered this when one morning I woke up on a Saturday and I was really overwhelmed and stressed about my to-do list, but I couldn't get started. I was paralyzed in fear. And I was watching the same newsreel over and over and over again. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to just go do that exercise that helps you go to sleep to see if I can relax, laid in bed, put one hand on my forehead, one behind my head. By the way, this can help you go to sleep more peacefully, guys. Just this position here, I can talk about that later. But I wound up resting for 15 minutes, got up, and then literally knocked three things off my list and got it all done, but got it done without anxiety. And just released the procrastination that I felt like I was stuck in. And so then I started delving into more and more, how does this work affect anxiety? How does this work affect worry? And realize that these are the things that tend to really stop people. These are also the emotions, the upsetting emotions that keep us stuck in patterns that are just no longer serving us in our lives. And if we can release upsetting emotions, what could stop us? And so this is how I got into doing what I'm doing. I continue to learn new things because I'm facing, whatever my own blocks are. And my motto, I'm always growing and always changing. And what helps me move to the next level of success, or the next level of just life expansion with, I got pregnant at 45 and had a baby naturally. All these things, whatever physical or emotional block I'm feeling, I approach it by looking at what's the energetic block in my body, moving the energy, balancing my system so that it's prepared for what I want next, and then, moving and then manifesting it. So that's really how I live my life. That's how I've gotten where I am. And it's all now. My life now is about moving energy and balancing myself and my clients for what we want next.
I love that. And because I've been a client of yours, I've actually been a student of yours. You taught me your method of energy medicine. So I know that it works because I've experienced it and I've used it with clients. And one of the things I love is something that you say, upset is access. And so many times, Lara, I know in my own health crisis, this was the case for me. I felt so distraught about what I was going through. And it wasn't until I decided to see it as an invitation and to be curious about what can I learn from this? What am I being invited? How am I being invited to grow through this upset? What you say, upset is access. And that's exactly what you did. If you take it way back to where it started, you use that as an opportunity to like follow the breadcrumbs. Where can I grow? What's going to help me? And not being satisfied until you found the method or whatever, the tool that actually really set you free.
And I also like to say, whatever you think is happening to you is actually for you. And the key is to look at, I think the most powerful question we can ask ourselves when any upsetting event occurs, knowing that upset is access, is okay, what are my feelings trying to tell me in this situation that I need? And In the case of my chronic fatigue, I knew I hadn't found the answer until I found the thing in energy medicine that helped me feel better. And there are other situations in my life. I think about just what happened to myself and my family recently. We all got the flu. Okay. I actually did not get it. I was able to head it off with energy medicine, nasal flushing, and also taking L-lysine. And while I was going through that, though, I learned such a huge lesson. Number one, where energy flows, dis-ease cannot grow. This is why the nasal flushing was flushing the virus out every day, twice a day. Doing the energy work that I was doing was also keeping my energy flowing through my body so that there were no energetic blocks anywhere for this virus to take hold on me physically. And emotionally, it was interesting. I was very much using this whole situation as access. 2 years prior, around the same time, right after Thanksgiving, Joe and my son got COVID. And again, I used the same method. I nasal flushed. I did all these things to flush it out of my system, and it never took hold on my own body. I was able to keep myself from having COVID symptoms that overtook me. I never really got sick. And yet, my son, it was very traumatic for my husband. And then, literally a month after my son had COVID, he had seizures, he had infantile spasms. So the virus affected his neurological system and he had these reactions, which of course was terrifying. And it set us back developmentally 6 good months. And it was a very stressful situation. As this is all happening again 2 years later, I was like, wow, I get a do-over of this whole experience. Why is this happening for me, right? And as it's happening, I'm paying attention to what I'm feeling and I'm noticing the need to try to take control of the next moment. So what is going to happen if I do get sick? Like, do I have to plan for that in some way? How would that, what's going to take care of my, son XYZ? At one point, we called the doctor because my son was having side pain and she was concerned it was an appendicitis, so we needed to go to the ER. Oh my gosh, what if it's an appendicitis? Well, I don't know. What is going to happen if it's appendicitis? None of these things I could control. Yet, my impetus was to go ahead and to try to do that. And in noticing all that, I got just really present to all my feelings. I started tapping, which is how I help my body release emotion and energy. And I can give you guys an example of this later on so you can feel it. But started tapping and holding points to help myself calm these upsetting feelings, these fearful thoughts, because the more I thought them, the more I maintained a stretched state of being. And I was not able to be grounded and make good decisions in that state. I was not able to be as good of an energy medicine practitioner for my son or for my husband or myself. And it wasn't serving me in any way. And so instead of choosing fear of losing control and buying into that, okay, fear of the unknown, I decided to choose faith. And the faith I decided to choose was in our own resiliency. So I held points every night and did everything I could to fully trust what I knew to be true. Where energy flows, dis-ease can't go. I kept myself calm as I could. I moved my energy and then ultimately moved through it. And we had the sweetest weekend together by the end of it. And, turns out with the appendicitis, my son didn't have an appendicitis at all. He was just a little backed up and constipated because toddlers' lymph nodes have a tendency to get swollen when they have these issues. And so after an enema, he was completely relaxed and just like it almost looked like he had the best massage ever laying on the table. It was hilarious. But there were constantly these moments of like, there's high stress and then there's this funny, amused, I was even laughing in that moment going, wow, look at the relief. How hilarious is this that we've made it through this, and the recognition of the resiliency and the humanity of it all. And so it was phenomenal to experience it all and to move through it in this way that was more of a learning experience than a reactive process.
Yeah, you stepped out of, and it's hard for me to conceptualize you as victim. So actually don't, I'm trying to think of the right word, but we do get these redos. And if there's any, you know, energy that's a victim consciousness, which it just isn't really you, but then you get an opportunity to actually have dominion. And that's what you're describing to me is I'm going to take dominion and in the moment and not project. I think that, well, this is a great way. This is such a great conversation to have at the start of the new year, because when you said it's humanity, this is our human experience is all of it, all the feelings, all the frustrations, all the interruptions, all the exposures to viruses, bacteria, it's all the things. We cannot shield ourselves from all the things. We don't even want to. Why would we want to shield ourselves? What we can do, though, is...
So we don't have to go through pain. I think it's so we don't have to go through pain and suffering. That's what we're trying to avoid, right?
That's true. But the lesson, what we get to learn through the upset is new...
Is access.
And new, yeah, like, oh my gosh, I'm actually so powerful. I can hold these points. I can calm my body down. Like, that is powerful to realize that we can support our mind-body system in the healing journey and whatever comes our way.
And I really love this idea, and this is one of the ahas I had as I'm going through this, of as things come to us, when we notice our reactions and we're able to work with our emotions and help our body digest them via tapping, it's very much like, in a sense, flushing upset through your body, allowing like water to flow almost like off a duck's back. It's allowing it to flow, the emotion to flow through your system. And in the release of it, it gives you the opportunity to say, hey, you know, this just happened. I had this feeling. I was able to release the feeling about it so that it's not overtaking you anymore, and say, what was that telling me was out of alignment with what I want, right? So in the case of our situation, it's something that happened, it was unavoidable. However, what I did notice was that I didn't want to approach disaster in a way where I was trying to control the outcome. I wanted to trust our ability as humans to move through it and to heal and to support our own resiliency versus our suffering. And I think when you think about what you want in any situation, even if it's, wow, I'm really stressed out right now. I'm not sure why I'm stressed. Let me take a minute in the middle of my day and think, I'm feeling anxious. Why am I feeling anxious right now? What were the triggers here? Now, how could I have structured my day differently so that I wasn't so triggered? What did I plan too much? Maybe doing that extra thing is what put me over the edge, or maybe this thing that I needed to do, you know, maybe I need more support in some way. Maybe I need to ask someone for help to get this accomplished so it doesn't feel like it's all on my shoulders. Using our emotions, our upsets to allow us to figure out what we need. Because whenever we are upset, it means something that's happening is not aligned with your heart's desire. And, you know, at night when I would be unable to sleep, when I was thinking about all these things that could go wrong and I had to stop myself by, you know, moving my energy, I thought to myself, how do I want to approach this? And, you know, we were resilient last time. And it was a word, we can be resilient again. And what's absolutely phenomenal is I feel like we've all come out of this, you know, even better, more bonded together. We had the sweetest weekend together resting after everybody was sick because they were all tired and I was exhausted from taking care of everyone. And it really felt like that moment right after JP was born when, you know, we just got to, you know, he would eat and then we'd sleep and cuddle and we just did that all together. It was just so beautiful and magical, rebonded us. And I think from all the rest, JP is now raring to go. He's had all these developmental breakthroughs this week. And it's just been really, really a very cool experience. And the lesson being that all of it, the pain, panic around it, then the pure bliss and the joy of being together afterwards, that's all life. And when we can accept that we can't necessarily control outcomes, and honestly, we can't. So, like, trying to control situations, like, control is an illusion. We can't really control anything, right? We know all the time that things happen that are out of our control. If we can trust our own resiliency and then give ourselves what we need to support ourselves through tough situations, that's how we can ultimately trust the process of life and all the ups and downs that come with it. Because those ups and downs, the highs wouldn't be as high if we didn't have the lows.
That's so beautiful, Lara. And it makes me think about, I think one of the greatest lessons that women learn, whether they are women, I think in the archetype of being a woman is being a mom. So you might be a mom to children. You may be a mom to a business. You may be a mom to the people who work for you in your business or, you know, whatever, but it's that mother energy. And one of the lessons that we gain from that is that control is an illusion because we realize we cannot control outcomes. So I think that's one of the greatest lessons. And that also made me think about one of the frameworks I used as a mom raising my five kids is that they are capable. If I held
Yes.
the space that my kids are capable and my kids are not victims to the things that happen to them, but they are capable and they're going to know, they're going to be able to step up to whatever comes their way. And I held that space. It really allowed me just to set them free, actually, to have dominion in their life.
And I think even that concept, yeah, that concept is one absolutely that I leaned on last week. My husband was capable of healing. My son was capable of getting over this. The doctors are capable of handling it, right? And I'm capable of managing it all too, without getting sick myself and without losing my mind, right? Like it's all possible. And I think the other thing that happens a lot of times, especially with overachieving women, but also if you've been a person that's been a giver and a caretaker to your family when you were a kid, you had took emotional responsibility for the family. When things go wrong, we try to control, but then we also have a tendency to beat ourselves up, you know, around whatever's not working and criticize ourselves. And, you know, look, I think it's always great to look at, gee, how could I have done something differently to improve upon it? But, you know, that's like one question, not a whole day of beating yourself up. So also seeing yourself as capable and seeing yourself like, I am capable and resilient and I am moving through this and this is happening for me and I'm coming out on the other side even a little better for it.
It really starts with the mindset, right?
Yep. And I mean, I think for me, I often, to get into that mindset, I often have to tap. And so I'd love to give everybody an experience of tapping. I do believe our resistance to growth and taking chances in our lives has to do with fear of the unknown and fear of being out of control, right? And so it's funny as I think about even just the holidays approaching, I think that's one of the big things with the holidays that gets people. People are really trying to control outcomes, make sure they please everyone, make sure they meet everybody's expectations, make sure that they don't upset anybody's feelings. You can't control any of that. And all that desire to control it can really get you overwhelmed to a point where it's hard to do much of anything, right? And I think a lot of times when we're even facing a new year and we're thinking about, oh, I want to do this year, the thing that will stop a resolution in its tracks is thinking about it and then starting to think about like how you're going to go about doing it and then getting nervous about it. And then again, moving yourself up into a level of overwhelm where it's difficult to make any move. Okay. So I wanted to just give people just two quick tapping exercises to help release overwhelm and pressure in the face of fear of the unknown and just tap into their own resiliency. So I think it would be great if everybody wants to just think about something that maybe you want that you don't have yet, and something that when you do think about taking steps toward it, maybe it brings up a little bit of anxiety for you, okay? Which, guys, that's natural. That's what happens whenever we think about growing. It's natural to have anxiety because we're moving into the unknown, the different, the change, and it's moving away from our status quo. So it's a very natural reaction. So let's work with it. Let's soothe ourselves through it, okay? So The meridians that most often are affected when we think about the fear of known unknown are bladder. Key bladder points right here on the inside of your eyebrow, okay? And bladder is going to affect fear of the unknown. On the opposite side of it helps you feel hopeful and trusting of the future. And gallbladder, which is on the side of your face, or you could probably hit stomach and gallbladder points like this. If we tap, you can tap kind of like that, okay? You could just do your whole hand here and get your stomach and your side of your face with the inside of your eyebrow. So as you tap those points, you're tapping here and here, just take these words in. I am willing to acknowledge and to release these feelings of overwhelm, knowing that I can give myself what I need, the support I need to make anything and everything easier. I am willing to release this internalized pressure and this fear of the unknown, knowing that I can give myself the help and support I need to make everything easier. And now maybe just switch sides. You're going to do the other side like this and tap in between your eyebrows here. I am willing to acknowledge and to release these feelings of overwhelm and internalized pressure, and think about what I could use right now to help myself feel better. Maybe I need a nap. Maybe I could just use a walk around the block. Maybe I could call that person that knows something about this and ask for some help and guidance. Maybe I can just let go of the whole problem and hand it over to my, spirit guides and see what kind of guidance I get. Who knows? But I know I can give myself the help and support I need to make moving forward easier. I can do anything with the right help and support. I can ground myself and find my inner strength and empowerment with the right help and support. And just pause and just take a breath and just see how it feels to think about that thing now. And then think about how can you resource yourself. I mean, ultimately, you can resource yourself. The law of attraction really does work. So, if you think about, gee, how might you feel if that thing you really want came to fruition? How would you feel if you were at the end of it and the ideal way for it to occur happened? How would you feel if that thing happened for you? Maybe it's just joyous, What else makes you feel joyous? It doesn't necessarily have to be related to that thing. If you do something else that just makes you feel joyous, like going for a bike ride makes me feel joyous, listening to Hamilton, Broadway, the Broadway recording makes me feel joyous. If I do that, I get myself in a different energetic state. And then from that joyous, energetic state, I can take action in an easy, empowered way. So it's all about frequency, and it's all about the energy you're carrying, and feed yourself the energy you want to embody.
I love that, Lara. Thank you so much. I've never talked about tapping on the show. We haven't done tapping. Such a great, powerful, simple tool that we can take into the new year. I really love that. And I just, when I tap, I feel this kind of calm just come over my whole system. And it shifts the energy so that there is that possibility, right?
And really, we talked about being moms. The way I really like to think about it is we are mothering ourselves and self-soothing and ultimately letting ourselves know that it's all going to be okay. And so I often just think like that's really, if we're able to do that for ourselves, it's like our souls really being present in our human lives, being able for helping us, see our resiliency and see our total capacity to handle anything and pulling sort of the human side of us along. Because there is a part of us always that knows our capacity is unlimited. And so, when we can soothe ourselves through any upset, we overcome those upsets and then just move forward.
That's so beautiful, Lara. I want to thank you so much for sharing your insights and your what I know to be your genius with us. I know this is going to be such a gift to the listeners, and I would love for you to tell us, what does feeling younger while growing older mean to you, Lara?
Oh, feeling younger while growing older is, I think it's a lot about what we talked about, but the way that I experience it most palpably every day is playing with my son and just experiencing the wonders of the world with fresh new eyes.
I love
that.
That's
really it.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lara. It's just been such a pleasure to have you this week. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. And I actually wanted to give your listeners something too. There's a longer tapping routine that I did, and it's my Slack system. So anytime you are feeling like you're in the mix or in the muck and the upset, you can tap into that and do that whole routine and feel your power again. So there's a little bit of a gift there too.
Yeah, Lara, so we'll put links in the show notes. Is your YouTube channel still active?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what's the best way for people to connect with you, Lara?
Well, one thing that you can connect with me on YouTube, but probably the most direct way though is through my blog. And every week I put out a new blog that's about something that's happening for all of us. Like, it could be an astrological change that I'm, you know, helping guide you through energetically. It could be something big that's happened in our world and helping you manage the stress of that. It could be seasonal changes. But I do try and address what's going on in it. So it's usually addresses what you need right now and gives exercises to help you move through that.
That's awesome. So they can sign up for that on your I think from your website. Lara Riggio.
From my website, right at lararigio.com, yep, on the front page. And yeah.
Brilliant. We will have that in the show notes for everybody. Thank you, Lara.
Thank you, Dana. It's been so fun.
Thank you for joining me on the Vitally You podcast this week. Episodes are now going live on Tuesdays instead of Sundays. Don't forget to hit subscribe, download, and share this with a friend. If you haven't already, please leave a review in the Apple Podcast app and rate the show on Spotify. These are the acts of kindness that boost my show before more listeners. And as always, I am streaming love from my heart to yours.